Warm 101.3, every Monday morning at this time, we share the warmth with another organization that's doing great things in Rochester, and the Cure Childhood Cancer Association certainly fits the bill. Joining me this morning from that organization is Jonathan Rollins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, next month, the month of September, which is rapidly approaching, is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, so we thought we'd chat with you. You know, we've heard the name Cure Childhood Cancer Association for a long time. What do you do?
Well, the cool thing about CURE is actually we were started over 45 years ago this year by childhood cancer patient parents. So we are actually designed by parents for parents and families. So we are there for pretty much anything that a family would need. Our biggest benefit, I would say, is what's called our parent advocate. It's nationally recognized, actually. It's one of our CURE parents who have actually went through the entire process. Their CURE child has recovered and is in remission, and they are there from pretty much day one with the families to have them ask the questions they don't know they need to ask.
Right.
So we let the doctors deal with the doctors, and we are more of the family support.
And now, you know, we mentioned that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. What kinds of things will we be seeing because of that?
You will see different buildings in the city of Rochester and across the area turning gold for the month with their lights at night. Different towns will have proclamations doing the same thing. Fire departments are in it for us, too. One of the cool things that CURE does is we call a liquid gold challenge, where we actually have right now about 8 different restaurants around the area, locally owned, that are going to compete against each other to see who has the best macaroni and cheese.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so then we're going to have our CURE kids, and everybody's encouraged to go out there. Proceeds to it will go towards us and obviously the business, but then we're going to vote to see who has the best one by the end of the month.
Beautiful. So I'm guessing that's one of your fundraisers. What other fundraisers do you do?
This month you will also see our biggest one, which is called our Recipe for the CURE Sunday Brunch. It actually will take place on the 26th at the Italian American Community Center. I should say next month, sorry.
It's okay.
It is actually a really interesting event. What we do is we partner with local chefs, and it's a drive-through event. So about 10 to 15 different chefs will make a small little portion of their favorite food. It's all fall themed this year. And each person who attends will get that portion and a nice travel take-home bag and experience some high-end food for low-end prices just to support us.
And give me a website, and people want to get in touch with you.
Anything for to get in touch with us, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website is curekidscancer.com.
Jonathan Rollins, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If there's an organization you want me to shed some light on, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth on Warm 101.3.